Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, we are Made by Mamas, Zoe Hardman
and Georgia Dayton,
and we are back with our brand new series of our podcast, and we're so excited to be here again. For those of you that do not know us,
we met a couple of years ago in a coffee shop in Cheltenham when we were both pregnant, and now 3 kids later and with one on the way, here we are.
Yay, Georgia's pregnant. We're still here with all of our love, support and non-judgmental advice and all of those tips on products that we love and brands that we're obsessed about. And this series, you're going to hear things on co-sleeping, breastfeeding,
relationships, fitness,
a little bit of sex. It's all in there. We're really excited for you to hear it. Let's get on with it. So here we are again.
Here we are.
Another episode.
I know.
This week we're discussing being pregnant and being a young mum.
Yeah. It's weird. When we say young mum, I always think of like 16, 17-year-old. But nowadays, I guess being in your mid-20s is quite young to be having a baby.
Well, people are having babies later and later. I mean, when I went in there aged kind of 33, 34, I was worried that they were going to put me in the sort of geriatric box, but I was an older mum. At 35 you're an older mum.
Yeah, they
so second time round I was an older mum.
Did they tick the geriatric box?
Not the geriatric box, but the older mum box. But yeah, you were 26 when you
26,
were pregnant with Axel.
But I actually felt like, not that I was older, but I thought I'd waited enough time. I'd been with James for nearly 10 years.
I mean, you got together with James when you were 17.
Yeah.
It's so unheard of.
And we'd been married for 3 years.
Right.
So I definitely don't feel like we rushed it. And I think that's why I don't feel like I was a young mum. Also, my best mate had her babies when she was like 22. So I wasn't the first.
Had you always wanted to have your babies younger?
No, I didn't actually really want babies, if I'm completely honest. I hadn't really thought about it. And then I thought I was pregnant. This was about a year before I actually fell pregnant with Axel, and I wasn't. And then we realised we were disappointed.
Right.
And then we realised that it was about time we should probably think about
because,
it.
Because, I'm going to break it down for you, G. At 26...
Tell us what you were doing.
Basically trying to shag as many people as possible. Sorry to my dear husband who I love if you're hearing this. But I was. Like, my 20s were for going out partying, drinking loads and sleeping with lots of guys in a safe way. I wasn't a slut. I just, you know, was having a good time. I wasn't thinking about having a baby. But maybe that's because I hadn't met my partner at that point.
Yeah, I think it's circumstances as well, isn't it? Like, I've been with James since he was very young, and he's been quite dedicated to his career, which is quite grown up, I guess. Mm. So whereas some people at like 18 are still at uni, James was doing his career, knowing what he wanted to do. And so I did the same.
Yep.
So I, you know, started working earlier and had a career a bit younger. So like, yeah, I don't feel like I've missed out.
Yeah, I was just about to say, is there a part of you that thinks you've started too early or...
No.
But what about all the threesomes that you haven't had? No, just joking.
I just don't feel like that. I feel like I did have... We had a good life.
Yeah.
We've been together a long time, so we still got to go on amazing holidays together. We still had time as a married couple. I still got to go out with my friends all the time because for a lot of time of... while me and James were together, he was living hundreds of miles away.
Well, exactly. So you're fine.
Yeah. And also, again, friends
have done it earlier.
I just
think if I'd found out that I was pregnant at 26,
yeah,
there is absolutely zero way that I would have been mentally, I think, being able to be ready for
yeah.
it. I mean, I wasn't in a state to do that. I could barely look after myself and pay my bills at that point. And yeah, I think it's a really brave decision to have your children younger. I think it's, you know, you're going to come up against different obstacles.
Yeah,
but then when is the right time to have a baby?
Exactly. And I think if you look at when your body is actually physically ready, it's like really young. It's like 21 or 22. Like that's the optimum age, which is nuts.
That's nuts. You're a kid.
Yeah, but then financially and like mentally and all those things, now that comes a lot later, doesn't yeah. it? So especially financially.
You're the most mature person that I know anyway.
Really?
Oh, you send you're so good on emails. If you want something done, send it to Georgia. Listen, the person that we're talking to today is a young mum, in inverted commas.
Yeah, she is. She's 26.
She's 26. Yeah. She's a blogger. She's an author. She's the sister of a very well-known fitness.
Very hunky.
I mean, he's quite hunky. Fitness guru on Instagram, trainer. And the person we're chatting to today is Connie Simmons. So let's get into it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So joining us this week, we are so excited to have this gorgeous woman in the studio with us. She is a self-taught makeup artist. She is an author of her very own amazing, amazing cookbook. She is, well, soon to be first-time mummy. It's the absolutely beautiful Connie Simmons.
Thanks for having me.
Do you like your intro, Connie, this week?
Yeah, that was amazing. That's right. Oh my gosh, is that me?
Welcome. So great to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Now, I'm
Connie,
so excited.
So excited. We keep saying the word excited, but we are because you're preggers.
I know.
The best news ever.
First baby in the whole family for a very long time. We were quite a big family as well. So grandparents are excited. Then my mum's going to be a nan for the first time.
Oh, so your mum's going to be a nan for the first time. That's really exciting.
And my partner's mum as well. So it's going to be a very spoiled child.
You're 26, aren't you? So you're actually classed as a young mum.
I am now. I feel it sometimes too because a lot of the mums I follow on social media as well are older, like Zoe.
But
10 years older. 10 years older than Connie.
But I don't feel like I can't relate to you because of that. Because everyone's as young as you feel and you all look gorgeous and trendy. But yeah, I am. And a few people have said to me, oh, how does it feel being a young mum? And I'm like, oh, am I?
Yeah.
My mum was my age.
Yeah, it's weird because I was 26 when I was pregnant with Axel and my mum was 26 when she was pregnant with me. Mm-hmm. And so I never thought of it as being young until I got to NCT classes and that sort of thing.
What, were the women a lot older in the classes?
All like 10 years older.
No way!
Yeah. And I never even thought of it as an issue before that until I started talking to other pregnant people and realising how much younger I was than them. And people always say things to you like, oh, well, that's your life over then.
Yeah, I know. Have you been travelling?
I know.
Yeah, oh, have you done this? Have you been to enough parties? Have you done da, da, da? And you think, what? Is that it then?
Yeah, I got that a little bit.
Did you?
Even from my mum. Sorry, mum.
Hi, mum.
Yeah. She did say, so before baby comes, we have to make sure that we do this, and this. Because I wasn't a massive party animal, being very career-driven, which never bothered me. Like, I kind of partied when I was about 15, 16.
We started young.
And then went to uni. And by the time I got to uni, I was like, oh, does anyone just want to go to Cope for a glass of wine? And like, set menu, 15 quid. Like, I just didn't want to, like, mum and dad gave me so much freedom before uni that, you know, just I had been there, done that. So when I left uni, it was just straight into career. And I've always said that I'd like to see the world when I'm a bit older with more money, because I don't want to backpack.
That packing so is fun, but
I've
you
had
are
to explain
smelly.
That to people. I felt like I had to explain that to people when I said I am pregnant. Like, but yeah.
And so was it a conscious effort? Like, did you decide to start trying for a baby, or did it just happen? It did,
We did decide to try. I've been with my partner Ricky for 8 years. So we met while I was at uni, but he didn't go to my uni. We just met through mutual friends. I am more the pushy one. I'm very, very broody and maternal. Like, I have been for ages. But we waited till we got our first flat. And then my best friend got pregnant. And then I got really broody. But I thought, I'm not going to keep going on about it. And then one day he came home and was like, should we try for a baby? I was like, oh, no. Because guys do take longer, don't they, to kind of grow up or whatever, mature and stuff. But yeah, he's a year older than me. I couldn't believe it. But yeah, I was like, yes, let's go now.
How quickly did you get pregnant?
I was really lucky. It was first time.
Oh,
first
wow. Month. Congratulations.
Yeah. And I couldn't believe it, actually, because I had to have a early scan because I had a little bleed. Nothing serious, but I thought, I've never been pregnant before. Let me just go and get it checked out. And it was nothing. But she said, oh, do you have you been diagnosed with PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome? I was like, no. She was like, you've got a lot of cysts on your ovaries.
Oh, my God, wow.
And I was like, really? And I've fallen pregnant first time. She said, yeah. And then the second early scan I had, which was at 7 weeks, all the cysts had gone. They had just gone.
What did they say that was down to?
I don't know. They said it can be, like, to do with hormones, like, changing and stuff like that. It can be just maybe a change of lifestyle. I really relaxed and did a lot less stressful exercise as soon as I found out I was pregnant, because sometimes stressful exercise isn't great for polycystic ovary syndrome, and I do a lot of HIIT and stuff. So I don't know. I don't really know what did it. But
did you not have any of the symptoms of polycystic ovaries before you fell pregnant? Did you have an idea? Because they're normally, what, heavy periods?
Yeah, no, I've always had severe period pains. I've had a couple of phantom labours, they called it, like from the age of 14.
What's a phantom labour?
So when my period was due, literally the pains were, I was contracting. Like, so I was like, I was in labour and had to push, but just no baby. I've been to hospital a couple of times with it, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people who, like, literally, when they get their period, they can't go to work. They literally can't do anything. It's so painful.
The first time it happened, my mum and dad rushed me to hospital. I was 14. And I had a boyfriend at the time, and I was like, Dad, I swear this is like the Immaculate Conception. Like, I swear I'm not pregnant.
Your dad's like, yeah.
Because he said to me, you better not be pregnant. And I was like, I'm not. It was really scary. I was like on all fours pushing.
No way.
So I feel like I'm half prepared.
it's going to be a breeze.
You'll know exactly what to do when you get into that delivery suite.
It's mad. So I had that, and then weight loss has always been a struggle for me. I can gain weight really easily. I don't know if that's to do with it. That could be linked, or that just might just be my makeup. But apart from that, bit of peach fuzz on the jawline, but
peach fuzz.
But I think a lot of women have that anyway. So I don't know. No, I haven't really. Nothing that made me want to go to the doctors and say I think I've got it.
Now you've spoken just then about you've struggled with your weight.
Yes.
So just kind of talk us through what that journey's been like for you since, you know, finding out that you're pregnant. Because I know I've been following you, and I know that you're really into your exercise. I know that your brother Bradley's been training you for a long time. So how has it been kind of maybe taking your foot off the pedal slightly and letting your body change?
At the beginning, I was like, it's fine, you know, this is a miracle and I'm going to embrace it. But I must admit, like, there's days where I feel like an orangutan, like, you know, like your belly's getting bigger, my boobs are getting heavier and gravity is in full force.
I'm looking at them now, actually. They're beautiful. They're big, but they're beautiful.
Zoe loves big boobs.
I do love big boobs.
I've had big boobs my whole life, but this is like a whole other level.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're really, and I can't believe they haven't even got milk in them.
I was going to say, you wait till your milk comes in.
Exactly.
I'm so scared. Like, what the hell? So that some days it's hard, and like I had a cold which lasted two. I never get ill, but since being pregnant, your immune system's low. I got a flu, couldn't do anything for 2 weeks, and I just got back into doing exercise, and then got better and went back training at F45 again. And I only was doing the strength classes, not the HIIT classes, like not cardio, just weights and stuff, lightweight. And then got a cold again for 2 weeks. So I've only just got better, but now I'm really busy with work again. So it's really hard to... Bradley's really busy, so he can't train. I really want to do some boxing with him, because boxing's great when you're pregnant, apparently.
Oh,
really
okay. Good.
There's good. Some moves you shouldn't do, I think. Like, bless you.
Excuse me.
There's some moves you shouldn't do, like uppercuts and stuff, but if you've got a good trainer, they should know that anyway. But yeah, I'd love to start boxing. I'd need to pin Bradley down and get him to do some sessions with me.
Yeah, he's quite good, your brother.
He's great. I mean, I'm glad I don't live with him anymore. I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, like I've been eating so much Cadbury's fruit and that.
Listen, do you know what? Enjoy it. I know. Because I feel like it's the only time you can eat guilt-free.
I know.
Georgia, how's your eating guilt-free going?
Yeah,
Georgia,
we haven't spoken on the podcast about me being pregnant. And yes. So in fact, you know what? I'm enjoying all the dairy milk and all of the crumpets.
Oh.
And
I had crumpets today.
I love crumpets.
Marmite and butter.
Have you had any cravings?
Nothing like that's made me like force Ricky out of the house to... going, because someone was telling me like she made her partner go and get freshly cooked donuts from her from somewhere, and I was thinking, wow.
What? Wow.
I know, I don't think
my husband would just say no.
Yeah, I think Ricky would say no too. But at the beginning it was just mango and strawberry, which was quite good.
That's a good healthy snack.
That's exactly what mine was the first time round. Mango, strawberry and sparkling water.
Yes, with lime.
Yeah,
lime.
With lime. Yes.
Wow, you two are the same person.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Just really fresh. I didn't get morning sickness at all. I haven't been sick once, but I felt sick every single day for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
And like I feel like it's just as bad, maybe, I don't know, I haven't experienced any other type of pregnancy, but it was awful. And the only thing I could stomach was something refreshing. Yeah. Sometimes it was just a strawberry frittella, not even a healthy strawberry. Yeah. Just anything strawberry.
Strawberry Nutella, did you say?
frittella.
Nice.
And then as soon as I hit 10 weeks, I was like eating normal.
Light switch.
Really?
Exactly.
I haven't had that moment yet.
Haven't you?
No. Yeah. It's not come yet. So hopefully soon.
Yeah, though. Soon. You're any day now, G. Yeah. You're going to feel better, I promise you.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, Georgia hates me talking about this, but I mean, how's your sex drive been? Because I feel like we do need to talk about it, because I was a very horny pregnant woman.
Oh, really?
I'm Kel Surprise. I want to do it all the time, but...
Were you horny before?
I'm horny all the time.
Oh, okay. When are you not? Is what I want to know. Is that when... Zoe also said she fancies checking herself into hospital because she's so tired. So I wonder where she'll get it in hospital.
Seriously, I'm just tired. I'd like to go to hospital to have a break. But that is a different subject. Yeah, I want to have sex all the time. So I just wonder have you had any change during your pregnancy with it?
Not really. I can't say that I have a massive sex drive. Just normal, I think.
Just a normal one.
I don't know. What's a big one? Not every day. No, but I think I want to do it more than Rick, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just finds it weird that there's a baby in there.
We did talk about this
recently.
He's going to kill me for saying.
So have you been having sex since you've been pregnant?
We have, but not loads.
Not loads. Okay.
Not as much as I'd like, but then, like, in the day when he's not there, I might think of it, and then he comes home, and then I'm knackered by that point.
I know,
like,
it's tight.
And then I've looked in the mirror, and then my boobs are, like, down by my belly button, and I'm like, nah.
Georgia Jones came on the podcast.
And, I love her.
She's amazing. And she spoke about the fact that Danny didn't want to have sex with her for the entire pregnancy.
And did they not?
No. They didn't have sex for a year, did they?
Yeah, because obviously after you can't have sex straight away.
Yeah, well, we have had sex, but probably only like 3 times or something.
You've got to just force him, I feel, is a good way.
Yeah.
It's your husband, you can.
So and he's just started a new job, and so, I don't know.
It's funny what happens to you, just like, it, you know, just through the pregnancy in terms of when you want it and when you don't. Because lots of women say that they, you know, they're really turned on by their body and they, you know, their hormones are all over the place. And other women, no thanks.
Yeah, I've read that on like Google a few times, like, oh, your sex drive's going to kick in now. Yeah. And I'm like still waiting for it.
Do you know what? I don't have a high sex drive, but when I was too... Yeah, shock. Oh, I might do, but I just don't talk about it.
Well, that's not funny. I'm still waiting for the day for her to call me up and go, I've just had the best sex with my husband, but it hasn't happened in all the years of friendship.
I'm quite proud of it.
Towards the end of my pregnancy, like, I don't know, eight months-ish, I did feel really sexy and like I did want it a really? Lot more.
And what about this pregnancy?
Well, no, not so much this pregnancy, but maybe it'll come again at the end.
Exactly, you've still got 6 months, you know, 5 months to go.
Well,
exactly.
See, I'm interested in knowing, yeah, what will happen.
Well, call me up, Con, let me know. I'm the sex
Zoe
expert.
Zoe is always up for sex chat.
I'm like, well, can you... how do you lie?
Oh God, it's great. There's loads of things you can do.
I'm really
Zoe's
not very
written a book.
Have you?
I have in my head. I know. So like a great one would be him behind, like spooning. Okay. Him behind you. That would be a really good one. You on top.
Okay.
But when the bump gets really big, that's hard to do.
I was gonna say, is that not like squash?
Bent over, like tabletop. When the baby can, you can have it on the bed like that.
As long as you don't squash it.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't lie on the bed. You would be bent over.
Okay, all right.
I guess. You can do loads. There's loads you can do. Have a little Google or I'll send you some suggestions.
And if you want to speak to Zoe about pregnancy sex.
My number is 07867. Okay, well, let's move away from sex.
Do you know what? I'd love to know where you were when you first found out you were pregnant and how you told everybody and what that story was.
Well... Oh God, it drives you mad when you're trying, doesn't it?
Mm.
I felt I was going crazy because you have to wait till you're ovulating. So I had to wait 2 weeks because I just had my period. So I had to wait 2 weeks. And then we were like, oh, we'll be really relaxed about it. And I was like, looking at when I'm ovulating stuff. I just didn't tell him. And I was like, right, now, today. Like, we had sex every day then. And then you have to wait then 2 weeks, don't you? And I got the test that says you can test 6 days before because I'm so impatient. Yeah. But the line was so faint that, you know, my mum was a bit like, I think you might be going crazy. I was like, I can see a blue line.
Were you with your mum when you did it?
No, I just sent her a picture of it and she could hardly see, like, and then I went round to her house and I was like, Mum, look, can you not see it? Like, look. And she put her glasses on and everything. And then she was like, maybe wait a couple of days because, you know, you can get like a grey faint line. It's like not actually a line. And Ricky was like, oh, I told you just to wait. And then we just weren't sure. But I was so bloated and I don't get bloating. So I was like, that's a sign as well. And I kind of just knew in my gut feeling that I was pregnant.
Mm.
And then I waited 3 days, did another test, and the line was more blue. And then I was like, why am I doing these blue line tests? Just get a digital.
Yeah,
like,
it's
just
exactly.
Black and white. And and it just said I was pregnant. But that wee was 4 o'clock in the morning because I was like, I need to do the first wee. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. And I got up and I did it at 4 o'clock in the morning, like eyes half closed.
Did you go back in and go, Ricky?
I did. I went, I'm pregnant. And he was half asleep and he went, well done, congratulations.
Well done, congratulations.
And then started snoring. He was like half asleep because he sleep talks and stuff. So he was like, didn't it? I was like, babe, did you not just hear what I said? And he was like, oh my God. And then he like realised. But yeah, it was quite funny.
Where did you find out that you were pregnant
this time round, I think it was, I don't know what day, it was Wednesday. My mum said to me, what's wrong with you? You look really different. And I just sort of thought, oh, shut up. Next day, saw Zoe. She looked at me, she went, what's up with you? You look so different. And bearing in mind,
you look grey.
You look grey. You look drawn. I was thinking, great. And obviously, two people saying that to you, I sort of was thinking in my head, oh, what is wrong with me? Like, what is wrong? And then she was like, when was your last period? And then it dawned on me.
So you weren't trying?
No, not at all. I mean, if you probably, the beginning of this podcast series, there'll be a few episodes, if you've listened to them, where I say, I don't want any
more children.
Children.
She was pregnant then.
I would have been pregnant. So yeah, that's how I found out. And then we went to Superdrug, like teenagers, and bought a pregnancy test. And then we snuck into the toilet of Byron Burger, Zoe and I.
We did.
And I did the test in there, but I tipped it up the wrong way.
Oh God.
So it said error. Book error. And Zoe had to go off and do her radio show, so she couldn't wait for me to do another
one. I was like, are you joking? She goes, yeah, but there were loads of chefs looking. I was like, you just no, you're not supposed to tip it upside down. And then I had to go off and I was like, right, when you get home, immediately.
So I went home and did it, and that's how I found out. I know. So totally unexpected. Like, really unexpected.
And how are you feeling about it? Obviously, you're happy.
Obviously fine. Yeah, and I'm sure I'll delve into it a bit more, but I do feel differently second time.
Do you?
Than I did first time.
Do you feel less excited?
I don't know, less excited. I'm a bit more wary. Like, I think the first time I was so happy and just like, oh my God, this is the best news. Whereas this time, one day I'm like, oh, this is really good. And then the next day I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing? And I think about weird scenarios, like on the plane, but there's only three seats in a line on a plane. Where's this baby going to sit? Not like, where am I going to sit or where's my mum going to sit? It's like, where's this baby going to sit? Because this is the one that's going to be on his own.
You say that. And then,
I know.
Yeah. All these things go through your head about how you, when you have your second... You cannot imagine, understand how you can love another baby as much as your first child, and every single mother. And I had this real like clinical thing where I was actually, I feel like I was very low about it. I was like, I'm not bonding with a bum the second time round. How am I supposed to love this baby? Da, 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 da. I'm what about the bond between me and Luna? And I'm going to break that. And then Kit arrived, and it wasn't like, oh, I took one look at him, but literally within the first two or three days, it was heart just doubled, love doubled. And it is a scary thought.
It is actually really scary.
I know you're probably going through that.
And how it's all going to fit together.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm one of four. I don't know how my mum done it. I do want four children.
Oh, God, you're going to be busy over the next few years.
I know.
Do you know what you're having?
Girl.
Okay. You're having a girl! Oh, we need to do the Chinese chart to see if it was right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're
going to
do it.
I'm not sure if it was. I think I tried that and it said boy. But try it, go for it.
God.
Oh, yeah, because you know exactly when you conceived as well, don't you?
No, hold on, we're going to do it now. We're going to do it on the podcast. Okay, so this is this amazing Chinese chart that we've got. Georgia found it.
Yeah.
We've actually put it on our Instagram. This is to do with conception age and the month that you conceived, okay? So
were you 26 when you conceived or 25?
Yeah, I was 26.
So you were 26 when you conceived, and what month did you conceive in?
August.
Yes, it's girl.
Girl!
Oh, my goodness.
Chinese chart wins again.
Yes. No, but there's weird Chinese charts on Google, which are not right.
The right one.
If you want to get the right one, you have to head to the Made by Mama's Instagram.
Okay.
It's the only place to get the real one.
Because you don't know what you're having, so let's do it for you.
No, but let's do it now. Right, oh, wow. So I was 29 and I conceived in September and it says girl.
Oh! Yes!
She's having
Does
a
that
girl.
Make you more excited because you've really got a boy?
No, it makes me more scared.
Really?
Yes.
I really thought I was having a boy.
Did you?
Because I'm surrounded by boys. I have three brothers. Ricky's is him and his brother. And I was like, it's going to be a boy. I mean, how can it not be? And I literally was like, names ready for, to have a little boy. Thought, oh, it's nice to have a boy first. And then the balloon popped and I was like,
what balloon?
Oh,
what?
Did you gender
oh, I had a gender reveal.
Oh, I love we are the same. I had a gender reveal as well.
Yeah, it's very American.
Well, the first time.
Yeah, we cut a cake.
I didn't know that about you.
Did you not?
No.
So did you get the sonographer to write it down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what you did, you put it in a balloon.
And then they wrote it down, sealed the envelope, and I gave that envelope to my auntie. And she organised it, so only she knew. And she knew for like 4 days, and she saw my mum as well. And she was just like, don't look at me, don't ask me any questions. Yeah, because we didn't want my mum to know, we wanted to be surprised.
Have you thought of names?
We have.
Do you want to?
I don't mind.
Yeah?
So the surname will be Moore, so we've gone for Macy Moore.
That's
cute. Sweet.
Yeah. We also like Miley, but I think Macy will be...
Oh, I like Miley both, as well, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like the alliteration.
Yeah.
I love Macy all your Moore. Kids' names.
Thanks.
I love names that are different, but, like, not weird, you know?
You don't want to be in a scenario where they're a bit embarrassed in class.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm hi, Rhubarb here.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Rhubarb?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I hate to talk about it, because you might be dreading it, but you might not be. Have you thought about the birth?
I have, yeah. I'm not dreading it, believe it or not. I watch One Born Every Minute all the time.
Oh, how can you watch it?
I just want to be prepared for any situation. Mm. I'm one of those people, I'd rather know what she's saying and what that means and why she's pressing the red button when I'm in that situation.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
though I probably won't be with it. But I don't know, I'm not going to die. So I just want to know given situation. They've signed me up for the birthing suite because everything's straightforward at the moment, which has a nice big bath in it.
Lovely.
Will you get in the water, do you think?
I think so.
Yes, lovely.
I think so. I like, all those times I had those phantom labours and bad period pains, a hot bath was just the best thing ever. So I can imagine me just wanting to get into that hot bath. I might get out of it and give birth out of it. I might give birth in it. I'm not really going to over-organise anything because I don't think it really goes to plan anyway, does it?
That's so brilliant of you, actually.
Yeah, it is really good.
Because first-time mum, you know, you can have lots of anxieties around it. And actually, I think what you've just said there is excellent, just going into it with no kind of, no preconceptions as to what it would be. It might change. It becomes something else at one point. You just got to go with it.
Yeah, because I don't want to be disappointed. If I have to have a C-section, I have to have a C-section. I just think, you know, if I put too much pressure on myself now, then I'm just going to be a nervous wreck, aren't I?
Yeah, but do you know what? That's the best way to be.
Yeah.
That's the piece of advice I would give anyone. And I always do is just don't put any pressure on yourself and just do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you feel about home births?
I don't think I'd do that just because, I mean, it's amazing if you feel confident enough to do that. But I just feel like, oh, what if you need to go into theatre?
Yeah.
That just scares me.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, my nan did loads of. My nan had 8 children, and I think a few of them were born at home.
Really? Well, they did it. They did it back in the day, didn't they? And if you're Nadia Zawala, she does it.
Yeah. Do you know what? My nan gave birth to my auntie in her bed, and she still got the same bed.
Oh God.
I don't know if it's sentimental and she doesn't want. No. The same mattress.
Oh, no, but you have to change
I only found this out the other day. I only found this out the other day. It actually makes me feel quite sick, but now I'm wondering if it's like a sentimental thing.
No. There's nothing sentimental about a soggy mattress.
Yeah, we are going to do something about it, but yeah, I just thought I'd give you that piece of information.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no home births, but you know, each to their own as well. I'm not one to judge. I would never.
You know, maybe next time round.
I won't be having a home.
My one bedroom flat definitely isn't big enough anyway.
How do you feel about kind of gas and air and pethidine? And have you kind of gone through all those options yet? Or are you just going to, again, see what happens?
I dislocated my knee and had gas and air and it was awful.
Made you feel
sick? I felt drunk and stupid and just like not in control. And like I said, I'm not a massive party animal. I don't really like feeling like that. So I don't know again. I'm going to look into hypnobirthing. I've heard lots of good stuff about that.
Yeah.
We did that. First
did
time.
You?
Yeah, first time.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
My mum keeps saying, have an epidural. It's the best thing.
That's what I would say.
I was just about to say that to you, but I was like, don't put your own stuff onto Connie.
I know.
So mum's really for an epidural. She didn't have an epidural with all of us, but I think whoever she did have it with, she said it was the best birth.
Mm.
So, again, I need to look into it more, but, again, I'm kind of, like, hoping that the bath and I'll be quite calm and I might be able to just do it. But
yeah.
I know that some mums would be like, yeah, right, but I'm quite tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also you don't know what's going to happen. It might be really quick and it'll just happen.
Yeah. I'm quite strong-minded. I'm quite like, you're not going to die. You can do this. Get it out. Like, I'm quite good like that. I've got a good little voice inside my head. Most of the time.
I can't wait to chat to you after the labour.
What was I thinking?
Can we talk about your amazing career, please?
Oh, okay.
You've done so well.
Thank you.
And like genuinely, I think your book is just such an amazing kind of unique approach to it all.
Thank you.
Health and fitness and cooking. And so just talk us through if anyone hasn't read it.
So Healthy Forever is all about ditching the fad diets. It's all about body confidence and focusing on getting healthy rather than getting skinny. That was like my biggest problem growing up, was like I thought being skinny would make me happy. How wrong was I? I was always so miserable. The smaller I was, the more miserable I was, because I was starving. I was just like, you know, over-exercising. I was exhausted. And then finally it got to a point where I had enough, and then I would end up binging, and then I became really overweight. I was a sort of size 16 to 18 at my biggest, and I just wasn't myself. I was really like, something's not right. And one night I was really sick, violently sick, and I was like, I need to go to doctors and figure out what's going on. Found out that I had H. pylori, which was a stomach infection, and also fatty liver from being overweight and unhealthy. And that was it then. I thought, oh my gosh, all these years of dieting, yo-yo dieting, and messing my body around with shakes and diet pills, illegal diet pills and stuff. I didn't once think of like my organs or like my actual health. I was just thinking about my appearance, and then that's when I decided to change, and I got a nutritional diploma now, and then a book publisher was watching my journey. I had no idea, and I lost weight. I've lost weight for good. I've maintained it just through eating real food, cooking from scratch, really simple stuff like loaded sweet potato skins, curries, like things we want to eat as well, not like salads after salads. It's funny because my front cover, actually, they wanted me to have a salad on the front cover, me holding a salad. I was like, well, have you read my book?
Yeah.
Like, that completely defeats the point. So we've got like a peach and yogurt granola sundae on the front, you know, because yeah. I love food. You know, it's about enjoying food again and, you know, nourishing your body.
Would you say that you had an eating problem, disorder, you know, illness in your teenage years?
Quite possibly. Definitely body dysmorphia a little bit. When I was like, you know, fit and healthy and strong, didn't see it, just thought I was massive. And when I was much bigger, I didn't realise it either. Like, I didn't know sort of where I was.
Yeah.
And then at uni, I was very close to being bulimic, definitely. Mm. Many times I tried it. But again, that strong voice in my head, I knew. I was like, you know, this isn't right. You know, this isn't the right thing to do.
Mm.
Snap out of it. I had to go home quite a lot, ring my mum quite a lot. So I didn't quite get there. But I think, you know, eating disorder can be just the fact that you're just constantly on diets.
That's
you know, in a way, like that is a mental thing where you just feel like you have to constantly restrict yourself. It's not good. It needs to change. Like, so many women and girls are suffering from it. It really bothers me.
Yeah.
I had a really bad eating disorder in my 20s. And at my lightest, I was 6.5 stone. And I'm 5'3" and my period stopped. I didn't have a period for 6 years probably. I was told that I was going to be infertile. Like, it was a pretty scary, scary time for me. But like you just said, you know, people say to me, you know, once an anorexic, always an anorexic. There's all these things that kind of be thrown out. I did the 12 steps. I was in OA and Overeaters Anonymous. And it was really amazing to be in a room where there were people that, you know, had bulimia. There were undereaters in there. There were people that, you know, were overeating, binging and all that kind of stuff. But there was that sort of common theme that we all struggle with, that voice within. Mm. And it's actually, like you said, you know, that for me, that strong voice, which was like, I want to have a child. I want to have a family. Mm. I want to have a partner. I want to be in love. Because all of those things went out the window when I was just
food,
restricting.
Food, food. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And now it's only at this point, really, since I've had my first baby that I just really am just like... zen with it. It's doesn't amazing. Hold on to me any longer. But I think what I'm trying to say is, I think, you know, potentially you'll come out even more on top after you have your baby, because
absolutely.
There's another purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I want to teach her, like,
I was gonna say, especially having a girl, I can imagine 100%. It feels, you know,
because my mum and her generation, they were just fat free was like the way forward.
Yeah,
you know, so you know, you learn from them and you pick up from them. So now I'm just gonna totally flip it around. And I want her to be healthy and like to enjoy exercise and things like that. I think that's really important, because I think some people are going the other way now and saying, like, eat what you want, you know, if it makes you feel good. But actually, long term, eating McDonald's every day doesn't make you feel good. Let's be realistic.
Not. No, exactly.
You know?
Not.
So it's finding that balance. I'm looking forward to that. I'm not going to like force it upon her, but I'm going to try and not do any refined sugar for the first year of her life and little things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really great ethos.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to do any more books? What's kind of next for you? Tell us what, like, projections.
I hope so. I loved writing. I literally wrote the whole book back to front, all the recipes on my own. And the editor even said, I forgot I was working. So it's hardly edited. It's literally really raw, really honest. So I'd love to write another book. Maybe a mummy and baby book. Or like just being healthy through pregnancy. I'm also massive on just helping young girls go through periods and breakups and stuff like that, because I don't think there's enough support out there, especially with social media now. Everyone's life looks so perfect. Mm. I really worry for the younger generation. So I'm going to do a lot of stuff on that. And I'm starting my own podcast.
Oh, yay! That's very exciting.
I know. I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Yeah, so I'm starting my own podcast. And it's going to be based around actually like growing up female and the struggles that we've all gone through and how we got through it. And hopefully it will attract a younger audience.
That's brilliant news.
That is really nice.
Really excited.
So what's it called?
Growing Up Female.
Growing Up Female.
Yeah. So we'll get a real mix of guests on there talking about racism, bullying, like breakups, dieting, body confidence, all those things.
Aww, you're going to be a lovely mummy as well.
Yeah,
definitely.
I hope so.
We always finish up every podcast talking about our favourite products. So what are like your 5 favourite products that you've really loved while you've been pregnant?
So I've got this amazing cooling gel by Declior.
Love Declior products.
Oh, me too. Love them. So this is their refreshing. It annoys me. It's called toning gel because I don't think any gel can tone you.
No.
But I had a pregnancy massage there and they used it and they kindly gifted me a tube. Oh my gosh, it is incredible. Like, you know when you get bad circulation at night, cramps? Yeah. Like last night I had to get up, walk around. And I was like, oh my God, my gel. Put that on my legs. Oh, it was amazing. I fell asleep straight away.
Oh,
so
lovely.
I recommend that to anyone. Also, I've got a nice Dermalogica lavender calming mist and face like a gel, hydrating gel for night, and then I got one for day. But the lavender, I don't know, I'm just loving it at the moment.
We talk about this earlier today.
Another one
actually.
Of our guests also, I think Tamara Eccleston, she said how much she loved lavender.
Yeah, lavender's just, I guess, because you feel tired and you just need that calming. And my skin, I never really got spots, but the sort of hormonal thing, so nice and calming on my face.
What about makeup? Sort of makeup brands that you love or products that you love to give you a little lift?
Charlotte Tilbury Wonder Glow.
Oh, yes, we love that.
Primer. That is my like everyday essential. And even if you don't have that pregnancy glow, it will give you it. Definitely.
What about like a pillow? Have you been using a pregnancy pillow?
I've got a Jojo Mama?
Jojo Mama Baby.
Yeah.
I feel
the microbead one.
It's too French, that name for me.
Jojo Mama Baby.
Yeah, so I've got that and Ricky hates it. He's like, get that elephant trunk out of the bed. But I love it. Trunk. I've used it from like as soon as I knew I was pregnant because I was bloated. It wasn't even bump. It's so comfortable.
You know that he's going to be loving that. So after baby comes, my husband slept with that pillow for about 6 weeks. Yeah. I was like, get rid of it.
I see him with it now and again. I'm like, excuse me, get your like dusty work clothes off my maternity pillow. And then I just got these amazing loungewear trousers, like pyjamas from Bow Avenue.
Oh, yes.
They're grey and they're not maternity, but they go over the bump so nicely.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
Yeah, they're so comfortable.
And have you bought much pregnancy like outfits or anything?
This is maternity dress, just from ASOS.
ASOS is so good.
Yeah, because there's all the different brands on there. Not really. I'm just like, Zara have got some nice floaty things in there at the moment. Maternity tights are saving me. They're so good. But my gym clothes, I'm going to have to start getting some better leggings now because they're getting a bit too tight.
Yeah, you notice it suddenly in those last sort of 4 or 5 months.
Especially after you've eaten as well. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I need to look at some new maternity gym stuff.
You look amazing.
You do.
It's been so lovely having you
in
chat today.
I've loved it. I want to stay here all day.
Stay safe. Thank you so much, Connie.
Thank you.
And good luck with the baby. Let's come back in and talk to us after you've had
it. Yes, definitely. Please do.
I'd love to.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Connie, I absolutely love her. She's so great. And I love the fact that she's really taken to her pregnancy. Like, she's really getting on board with
it. Yeah, and she's really excited.
Such a lovely girl.
I always feel like a bit jealous because that stage of pregnancy is so exciting, isn't it?
Well, you're in it.
But second time round, it's just not as exciting.
No, I know. Well, that's because you've got a tiny little creature to look after. Yeah, you can't rest.
I know. Anyway, so with every episode, we always finish off by talking about our 5 favourite products. And this week is no different. So I'm going to kick off with an app, or 2 apps actually, called Mush and Peanut. And they help you find like-minded mums. So I know like as quite a young mum, if you go to like the traditional antenatal classes, like NCT and that kind of stuff, especially if you live in London, you might meet like slightly older people and maybe you might not have anything in common with them.
Well, when you went, they were all 10 years older than you.
Yeah, they were all 10 years older than me and they definitely didn't want to be my friend.
That's
all right, I'm fine with it.
It's all right, you've got me now, so
exactly.
It's fine.
But Mush and Peanut, they're both apps and they're like, you know, like Tinder, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but what do you do on them?
So you have you put on a profile, like who you are, how old your kids are, or your, you know, or how far you are in your pregnancy, where you live, what you like, and it is exactly like Mush's. You swipe left and right. I don't know which way.
What, to meet
people?
Friends.
You wave at them, and then you like have a chat.
That's so nice.
It is actually really nice. One of my good friends has met a really good friend through it.
Through Mush?
Yeah, through, I think it might have been Peanut actually.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a nice
That's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
So product number two is one of my absolute gems. It's called Kakuna Baby. It's by Redcastle. And this is basically, I mean, like what it says on the tin, it's like a cocoon for the baby to sleep in.
Oh, cool.
So it sort of molds to the shape of their body and you sort of strap them in. And then you can, it's like a portable sleeping aid, I guess. Because obviously when you go and see your friends or stay with your parents or whatever, they don't have everything that's there. So you can obviously take the baby out of it, but put it in the back of the car. And then when you get the other end, baby can sleep.
Yeah, or like, I guess you could put them there if you're having lunch or something.
Yeah, I mean anywhere, on the floor, in a restaurant, wherever.
Great. The third one is a nice changing bag. When I first found out I was pregnant, I was looking at changing bags and thinking, oh my God, they are disgusting. And then I came across Tebra & Mull and they are fantastic. They're about 120 quid, so quite, you know,
I mean, mid-range. A nice handbag is going to be about 120 quid.
Exactly, but they look really cool and most of them are rucksacks, so you can put them on your back. Your partner would probably wouldn't mind wearing them.
I was very jealous of your silver one.
Yes. And I still use that now, actually.
Damn it, I wanted to steal it. The next one is the Gusto app. Now, if you don't know about Gusto, it is basically food home delivery boxes that come to your door. So there's over 40 to choose from. And then all of the products and ingredients turn up to your door and then you can just cook from home.
So I love Gusto.
Oh, Gusto's amazing. You don't even have to go to the shops. When you've just had a baby, the last thing, or you just can't trawl around the shops.
No.
So this is a really good idea. You just choose the recipes online and then they come to the door. There's no wastage because you use everything inside the boxes. And they've got loads of variety. They've got 10-minute meals in there. They've got some classics. I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
not going to break the bank either. Gusto's the one.
And the last thing, not a product, but something to get you excited. One of the best things when you're pregnant is the shopping.
Yeah.
And there's so many amazing brands on Instagram for babies. So like some of my favourites are like Fred and Noah. I love Small Stories, Crib Star. And that's actually just like something to do in itself while you're waiting for the baby. It's like,
well, I love you. I love
all Instagram.
I love that you ran this in the last product. Yeah, when you're lying there and you're really uncomfortable, you just want to buy clothes for baby.
Yeah.
They are our favourites.
But yeah, it's nice to find like those small shops on Instagram that, you know, you can't get everywhere. So
I like Fred and Noah, one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Making me want to have another baby, actually. But I won't. Right, that wraps up this week because I can't. My husband's had a vasectomy. Our producer's laughing at us, but that is true. Hi to my husband. I've got your balls in my handbag. Right, that is the end of the podcast this week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And of course, George is losing it now.
I'm going
to
make sure I don't pick up Zoe's handbag on the way out.
They're either in my handbag or they're in the top drawer. Rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can give us a little 5-star as well, that would be so nice. And you can also contact us on Made by Mamas, our Instagram, or you can message me directly at Zoe Hardman on mine, and we'll see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.